Albayan Radio presents The Islamic Awakening, presented by Sheikh Nasim Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa salallah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah, amma ba'd. We continue, the brothers and sisters, with the short episodes on the Islamic Awakening book by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh. And today we speak about the obligations and some of the virtues of giving da'wah. We know that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly and to us indirectly many a time, wadu'u ila rabbik, and call to your Lord. And this is something that, as we mentioned, was directly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had to stand up in front of his people and call them to the way of Islam and to reveal unto them what Allah azza wa jal had revealed unto him. But it's also a message for us to follow in that path and to call to the way of Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent down this Quran not just in the Sharia of Islam, not just for us to implement ourselves, because Islam is not a passive religion in the sense that as long as you are a good person, then that's all Islam wants from you. No, rather Islam wants you to be a good person, but also to pass on that message to others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, and let there be from amongst you a group of people who call to goodness, وَيَمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and join the good and forbid the evil, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and verily they are the successful ones. This is talking about, obviously, that open da'wah that needs to be for the masses, people that stand up in front of the people and teach the people and guide them to goodness, etc. But Islam doesn't only limit people giving da'wah to those in the public and the open sphere, but even on a personal level. And we know the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, preach about me even if it is one verse. Preach about me even if it is one verse. If you've heard something from a reliable, trustworthy source, then you can also go and pass that on to others. And so you should. And this is one of the ways in which the society becomes better, the society becomes upright, the society is a productive and a positive one, when we're encouraging one another with goodness. And inshallah azza wa jal, we'll speak about that in the next episode when we speak specifically about the virtues of giving da'wah. But going back to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, preach about me even if it is one verse. You are a person who is asked by Allah azza wa jal to do that which is in your capacity to do. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, Allah does not burden us on more than He can handle. And Allah tells us, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, fear Allah as much as you can. So if the only thing you know is to tell people to pray, then that's what you can preach to others. If the only thing that you can do is tell the people to make sure that they pay their zakat, or to go to hajj, or to wear the hijab, or to not listen to music, if you only know any simple rulings, then give them. If you can't get into the evidences and understanding the evidences and deriving the rulings from the evidences, etc., then you're not asked to do that. You can go back to the people of knowledge where that is done. But nevertheless, you as an individual still have the da'wah responsibility according to your capacity. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, كُلُّكُمْ رُعِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِي, all of you is a shepherd, and every shepherd is responsible for his flock. So everyone has a part to play when it comes to da'wah. Everyone needs to be giving da'wah and joining the good, forbidding the evil. And this in turn leads to a much better and upright society according to everyone's capacity. The shaykh or the alim is not able to go into every single person's house and to talk to the husband and talk to the wife and talk to the children. He's not able to go to the workplaces and talk to the employers and talk to the employees and talk to the customers, etc. He's not able to go into every department that belongs to the government and make sure everything is upright. But the shaykh can give general da'wah. The alim can give general da'wah. They can write books, etc. They can make recordings. Then the people who benefit from that, they are able to go and pass that knowledge on to others. And everyone's able to do and fulfill that which is in his capacity to do. And everyone should be giving da'wah. Everyone should be giving da'wah. Da'wah is not limited to the ulama only. The Prophet ﷺ told us, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ بِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ بِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. The If a person sees evil, the Muslim, if he sees evil, then he should change it with his hand. If he can't, then with his tongue. And if he can't, then he should feel that it's wrong. He should change it with his heart. With his heart, and feeling that it's wrong and moving away from it, he should change it with his heart. And that is the weakest of iman. So the Prophet ﷺ made it open. Man ra'a minkum, all of you. If you see an evil, then you should try and change it. And inshallah, in the next episode, we'll speak about some of the virtues of giving da'wah. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.